Hey, in the studio, we welcome back into Compass FM. Morena, it has been a wee while. Brian Cope from the Depression Support Network. How are you?
Not too bad, thank you.
Really lovely to have you back in the studio. Hey, so this week is Mental Health Awareness Week, and we've been having some challenges in my family, to be honest, with, you know, health. And and I've just noticed as I've been going through this journey, there are so many people who seem to be like at full tilt, like full on stress, full on everything. So with Mental Health Awareness Week this week, there are what they call the five ways to well-being. What happens if we take it back a wee bit, dial it back a little bit? What happens when you think you might have depression, or what are the symptoms of depression, or someone who is with you is acting maybe slightly not themselves? Like, how do we know what depression is? And I know it's hard because it's different for everyone, but what would be some maybe stereotypes with around what we need to look at?
I think for me, one of the first things is around behaviour. Any rapid changes of behaviour, like they're just being, they're not going out, they're not doing sport, they're not connecting with people that they normally do, they're avoiding things, you know, that they're not sleeping properly, not eating, they're not getting any pleasure or any joy, and usually they'll just shut their shut themselves off away in their room. And that can be adult, children, or it just doesn't matter. They'll become really quiet, they'll say they're fine, which is the socially acceptable when someone asks how you are. You know, and the acronym for fine is frustrated, insecure, neurotic and emotional. So you actually, it's not necessarily listening to somebody and what their words they're saying, it's listening behind that, because there'll be some behaviours that go with it. Because if someone's not doing something that they normally would do, that's just, that when they're functioning well, name that. You know, for me, it's about just name the behaviour, not the person, by saying, "Oh, you're lazy." It's really, I've noticed that you haven't been keeping yourself clean, or you haven't been doing the dishes as often, or you're not going out to bowls like you used to. So name the behaviour, not about the person, is probably a softer way of doing it for a lot of people.
For sure. So what happens if you're in that situation and you're the person, the support person in that particular environment, and you've noticed some of these behaviour changes? Who can we reach out to?
Go straight to the doctor. Because your doctor is the only one who can clinically diagnose someone with depression. You have to have 5 of 9 symptoms. You don't have to have them all, but the doctor is your first port of call. And there are agencies, if you can't afford it, there's some supports out there to get to the doctor. Cost shouldn't be a barrier.
No.
But that support person, just encourage them, I'll come with you. So it's about giving that person control as well, to say, when do you want to go to the doctor? I will come with you. Let's do it before Friday, so don't make it open-ended. So give them a choice, but within a time frame. But your doctor is your first port of call in a lot of situations.
For sure. What happens if, say for example, Brian, you've got someone who doesn't want to go to the doctor because they don't see the problem, but their behaviours are creating problems around it for everyone else?
It's important to me. The language is really important. It's important to me that we sort this out, because this is, it's impacting on us. So stay away from the you thing. You did this, you said this.
The blame.
People, we'll just shut down with that. We'll just go back into our cave.
For sure.
Even further.
Yeah, you go defensive, right?
So it's just about naming it as in your experience. I'm noticing this, and this is how it's impacting on me. You know, I'm starting to get worried. And then get some other people around you as well. So have that sort of gentle conversation about, this is what we're noticing and we are really worried. We would like you to think about going to the doctor, as opposed to going to the doctor. Because they have to own it. No one's going to do what they don't want to do.
So true.
So there's some subtleties around the language you can use to empower somebody who feels really disempowered. If someone's unwell, they don't know how or why. We feel out of control. So for me, it's actually giving them back a little bit of decision making, a little bit of autonomy to get to the doctor. Absolutely.
That's great. So sort of more I phrases like, I'm feeling worried about you. Those sort of
things.
This
is what I'm seeing.
This
is what I would like. And it's important to me. And just come from that loving place. Speak to them like you would like to be spoken to yourself. You know, so just twist it around it a wee bit and just be really gentle. When we get unwell, especially men, we can be pricks. We can just be total not very nice people, and will be really defensive. So just soften that a little bit, you know, just by separating the behaviour from the person. Because we don't choose it. We don't wake up and go, I'm going to be a bugger today.
I'm not going to be a horrible person today. Exactly. No one wakes up. Hopefully no one wakes up feeling that way. Hey, Brian, so as we mentioned, we've got the five ways to wellbeing. Today is Rahina, which is a take notice. And there is a long list. And for someone, we're talking off here, for someone who might be feeling, you know, disconnected and overwhelmed with everything, it's quite a long list. What are some simple things, or what would be maybe a suggestion or something that you could give us today, which we could do?
To take notice would be, I've noticed that you haven't gone to the supermarket for a while. I'm noticing that you've got a pile of washing that needs to be done. I've noticed that you haven't done the dishes. And then it can also be the positive stuff. I've noticed that you're looking really good. You know, so
Looking healthier today.
The positive comments, you know, or I've noticed that you've made it to the gate. You know, I didn't leave my house for 2 years, so I know what it feels like to be unwell. So taking notice doesn't have to be about the not so good stuff. It can be a compliment as well, as much as nice shirt. You know, that can actually lift somebody up. So taking notice can be both ways.
Maybe also, Brian, we were also mentioning off here, you know, because you've got lists and everything so busy in your life, and sometimes it's good to just go, hang on a minute. I just need to just chill out for half a second.
I'm big on the pause. Pausing, a lot of people who are highly functional or think they have to move through something, pausing can be the antithesis to what they've been told. But the fact is, if you look at a child, when they get shitty, what do? You feed them, you check their bum, or you put them to sleep. That's pausing. So for me, as adults, we forget that pausing is really important. High performance athletes, like if you look at the All Blacks, they don't train 100% all the time. So why should we?
Exactly. And breathing is key. Just taking
mindful breathing. Because we breathe all the time. But people don't know that you got five lobes to your lungs. You know, you got upper, middle, and lower lungs. So for me, breathing is something that is about being mindful.
And through your nose, I learned something in the weekend, which I'll share later. Through your nose. Mouth is for talking and eating. And I was practicing it last night when I went for a walk, just trying to breathe in through my nose and out through my nose. It was, to be honest, a bit of a struggle because I haven't done that for a long, long time. But the benefits are huge, as I'm saying, mindful breathing through the nose.
And mindfulness, when you're taking notice, I think for someone who is struggling, just acknowledge that you're struggling. You don't have to be the picture perfect person out there to say, I'm not doing okay. I'm struggling a little bit. Food prices, petrol prices. It's okay to feel unwell, but we're not trees. We don't have to stay there. So let's just taking notice is actually, why do I feel this way? Or this is how I'm feeling. And if it becomes overwhelming, grab somebody who's close to you, or just, there's a lot of health numbers out there. Just contact somebody, just reach out, because you're not going to be alone.
Perfect. A pleasure as always. Thank you so much for your time, Brian Cope from the Depression Support Network. We have recorded that interview, so that will go up on our website as well too, so people can check that out.
Cool.
Thanks very much.
Compass FM.